Welcome to episode 1160 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In John 8:58, Jesus makes one of the most profound and controversial declarations of his earthly ministry. "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." To our modern ears, this might sound like an unusual grammatical slip or a mystical saying, but to Jesus' audience, it was a bombshell. They knew exactly what he meant, and they picked up stones to kill him because of it. To understand the full weight of Jesus' words, we must first recognize the divine name embedded in them. When God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, Exodus 3:14, and commissioned him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, Moses asked, "What is your name?" God responded, "I am who I am." He told Moses to say to the people of Israel, "I am has sent me to you." This sacred name, YHWH, often translated as Lord in capital letters in our Bibles, was the holiest name of God, signifying his eternal, self-existent, and unchanging nature. So when Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am," he was not simply claiming pre-existence, he was claiming deity. He was saying, "I didn't just exist before Abraham. I am the I am. I am the Eternal One. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." For the Jewish leaders who prided themselves on being descendants of Abraham, this was blasphemy unless it was true. And it was true. Jesus did not begin in a manger in Bethlehem. The Son of God existed before time began. He was with God in the beginning, and he was God. John 1:1. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. His existence is not limited by chronology or space. He transcends history while also entering into it to redeem and restore. By saying, "Before Abraham was, I am," Jesus reveals that he is not bound by time. Abraham was a figure of the past. Jesus is eternally present. In this one sentence, Jesus affirms both his divine identity and his eternal nature. This truth should stretch our minds and stir our hearts. In a world obsessed with the present and anxious about the future, the eternal constancy of Christ is our anchor. When everything changes, when relationships fail, when jobs disappear, when bodies break down, we have a Savior who remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't adapt to trends. He doesn't fade with time. He is. The I Am of Exodus wasn't just a theological abstraction. God's name was a promise of his presence. When he told Moses, "I am," he was saying, "I will be everything my people need me to be. I will be with them. I will rescue them. I will be faithful." And Jesus, in claiming this name, is not just asserting that he is God. He is saying, "I am the God who is with you. I am the God who comes for you. I am the God who saves you." In the Gospel of John, Jesus expands this "I am" identity in 7 powerful metaphors. "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine." Each of these "I am" statements flows out of the eternal "I am" of John 8:58. Jesus is not just a figure of the past or a promise for the future. He is present now, revealing himself in ways that meet our deepest needs. "When you are spiritually hungry," he says, "I am the bread of life." "When you feel lost in darkness, I am the light of the world." "When you long for belonging, I am the door." "When you feel vulnerable and alone, I am the good shepherd." "When death looms or grief overwhelms, I am the resurrection and the life." "When the path ahead is unclear, I am the way, the truth, and the life." "When you feel fruitless or dry, I am the true vine." All these identities are bound up in the foundational truth. "Before Abraham was, I am." This declaration also confronts us. The crowd that heard Jesus say these words didn't react mildly. They tried to stone him. Why? Because they understood what was at stake. If Jesus really is the I am, then he is not merely a good teacher, a prophet, or a moral example. He is God, and that demands a response. C.S. Lewis famously said that Jesus leaves us no middle ground. He is either a liar, a lunatic, or the Lord. If he falsely claimed to be God, he was lying. If he believed he was God and wasn't, he was deluded. But if he is who he says he is, then he is Lord, and we must bow. Many people today are willing to admire Jesus. Few are willing to worship him. But worship is the only right response to the one who says, I am. When Jesus speaks these words, he invites us not only to believe in him, but to submit our lives to him. We are not in control. We are not self-made. We are not the center. He is. Let's get deep. When Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am, he reveals several powerful and foundational truths. His eternal existence. This claim places him outside the limitations of human history. His divine identity. By using the divine name, Jesus is directly identifying himself with Yahweh, the self-existent God who revealed himself to Moses. His unchanging nature, I am, implies ongoing, present tense existence. Jesus doesn't say I was or I will be, but I am, reflecting his unchanging, always present nature. He is constant in a world of change. His authority over history. In placing himself before Abraham, Jesus shows he is not a product of history, but the Lord over it. He is the fulfillment of the promises made to Abraham and the one through whom God's covenant blessings come. His invitation to worship. This declaration demands a response. Jesus is not just a great teacher or prophet. He is the eternal, divine Son of God. To accept this truth is to fall in worship. To reject it is to miss the heart of who he is. Understanding John 8:58 draws us deeper into the mystery and majesty of Jesus. He is not a distant deity or a historical figure trapped in time. He is the ever-present God who speaks in the now. He is not becoming. He simply is. And that truth grounds us. To get deep with Jesus is to move beyond merely learning about him to encountering him as the eternal I am in your own life. It means inviting his presence into every moment, not just Saturday or Sunday mornings or crisis prayers, but daily living. It means trusting that he is sufficient, that he is constant, that he is God. Getting deep means letting go of shallow, sentimental views of Jesus and embracing the awe-inspiring, earth-shaking reality of who he is. He is not just your helper. He is the I am. He is the source, the sustainer, the sovereign, and he knows your name.
In the silence before the dawn, you spoke and the world was born. Before the ages called your name, with Father one, the Son the same. You calmed the storm and walked the waves. Your power craves no earthly praise. The Alpha and Omega stands, the Savior with the nail-scarred hands. I am the way, the truth, the life, the shepherd calling through the night. I am the door, the bread, the vine, the morning star that always shines. I am the light that darkness fears, the King who wipes away your tears, forever faithful, ever near. I am, and I am here.
So what does this mean for us today? It means your past doesn't define you. He is greater than your history. It means your future isn't uncertain. He holds eternity in his hands. It means your present isn't purposeless. He is with you now. It means that no matter where you are in life, Jesus is enough. He is the I am of your story, of my story, always present, always faithful, always God. Father, we praise you for sending Jesus, the eternal I am, into our world and into our hearts. Thank you that he is not only before all things, but above all things, and yet close to us. Help us to live in awe of his presence, walk in the security of his identity, and grow in the depth of our devotion. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.